Welcome back to The Mountain Life, Healthy Living in the Wasatch. I'm Lynn Ware Peak, here with Tim Henney. Well, Renee Huang and Wild Women Tribe has been very busy. They both have. Very, very busy. There's Wander. It's a walk and wine followed by discussion. That's coming up tonight. And then there's the New Moon Camping Retreat in Heber, September 8th through 10th. And the ongoing full schedule of workshops. It's women supporting women around the concept of self-identity, exploration, and evolution from the inside out. Renee Huang joins us in the studio, along with Becca McHaas, who will be leading the coaching event this evening, the discussion. So good morning to both of you.
Hi, good morning.
So Renee, run us through, what is the Wild Women Tribe?
Well, I loved your summary, so maybe you can give that to me after. It's basically a group of women who come together over transformational experiences outdoors. And it's something that I was really looking for in myself and in my journey last fall. And so it just grew organically. I think we've talked before about how quickly and organically it's come together. And it's really become this community of women who are really looking to support each other on the business realm, on the personal realm, getting outdoors, turning off cell phones, and then talking about topics that really matter.
It's funny what they say about women and relationships with other women, especially when they could be competing for very few spots in the professional workplace, that a lot of times women in the past have not supported other women. There's been this competition. And so it's really great that what I think you're telling me is that women are craving that kind of interaction where they can have a platform for support.
Well, I think kind of stating what the vision of the group is and taking away that level of competition and saying, we're creating a space that's safe and where we can be vulnerable and where we can say, hey, if you're successful, I'm successful. And if your neighbor's successful, then it's that whole rising tide floats all boats mentality. I think it just draws people to that who are feeling that. So it's been really incredible and enlightening and inspiring to see the women who have stepped forward.
I love thinking in terms of the space that's occupied. And you just talked about stripping away the competitive space and stepping into a space of vulnerability and support. And how do those relate to each other? I would assume you have to step, and maybe not everybody can do it, or maybe this is where the coaching comes in and the workshops come in to get women and anybody, in fact, but you're dealing with women, to step out of that space of competition, leave it behind, and then what is on offer in a new space that they step into. How does that look to you?
Well, we're using so many buzzwords these days, you know, authenticity, vulnerability, competition, all those things. But I think what it comes down to is how people relate to themselves. Right. So if you look at competition, it's because you're feeling insecure about yourself. So you feel like someone else is threatening something about yourself. Right. So creating a space to say, well, hey, look at yourself, look at your self-worth, your self-love, work on that. And when you feel like you're in a solid space, you want to help others around you. You want to spread that. So I think everything that we're talking about really comes back to people's relationships with themselves.
And then once you've built that stronger relationship with yourself, of course, everything transforms. So then do you encourage women to step back into that old space that they occupied, but inhabit it in a different way because they're bringing a different self into that area?
I mean, it sounds really scientific, but and I think it's more organic than that. It just kind of evolves. You know, I think once people work on themselves, they feel that love and support for themselves, they just naturally want to spread it to those around you, their family, their friends, their community. And I think it just happens. And that's where people like Becca coming in and helping people harness their creator selves and really work on that notion from the inside out, where that really comes in.
So Becca McHaas, let's talk to you about what you do and how you're going to offer that to the tribe this evening.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Thanks, Renee. And thanks for having me here. You know, really, it's about where we get stuck is often the how. You know, how do we start doing these things? And I've spent the past 7 years really intensely creating the life that I wanted. So I'm going to share a little bit of what I've learned, my journey, and show the women there today. But I really want to reiterate what Renee had to say. It's really about not comparing yourself to other people. And stepping, you know, focusing on yourself and your gifts. And I think when it comes to women, when they start to do that, they are natural sharers. They just naturally step and look around themselves and, oh my gosh, I just want to make sure that you know about this because it's so amazing. I mean, we do it about everything. You know, traditional, you know, if we say it's on sale, everybody knows where it is, you know, because everyone's sharing it. So women are wonderful that way. So today I'm going to talk about really things, not only mentally and emotionally and spiritually, but physiologically too, because I really believe that getting the body back on track is really tremendously important to freeing up the mind to really get back to what it is that we really want. A lot of our food these days really pollutes our bodies, and we can't even think beyond the end of our nose because we're just tired. We're just run down. So we're going to talk about the physiology, how it relates to our mental health and our emotional health, and then a little bit of the spiritual health too. You know, can't help but look around in Park City and just be thankful for how, you know, beautiful it is here, and tie that into how lucky we are living in a town like this.
So if someone just happens to have the evening open this evening, they're listening now, how do we find it? And then what's sort of the agenda for the evening?
Well, they do have to register. So if they wanted to go onto wildwomentribe.net/wander, then they can register. We do have maybe a couple spots left, but it's filled up pretty quickly. And so we try to cap the experiences at around 16 participants just to make sure that everyone has a chance for their voices to be heard and doesn't get lost. And then I'll send them a confirmation as to where to meet. These Wine and Wanders have been hosted by Kelly Pfaff, who is a co-owner at the Prospect Executive Co-Working Suites. So she's created this beautiful space. They just opened, I think, at the beginning of this year, and it's co-working. So they have office spaces, conference spaces. And she said to me just a couple months ago, she said, oh, you know, I have these rooms that are available. So if you wanted to host a wander and keep it kind of short, then, you know, we'd love to be a host. So what we're doing is starting at 5:30, we're doing an hour-long hike. And then we're going back to the prospect, and Becca will be doing the coaching session. And so we're coupling kind of the walking portion on some of the thousands of trails that we have here in Park City, and then finishing up with that focused discussion.
And where is Prospect?
The Prospect is in Prospector. So it's across from Freshie's Lobster Place, if you know.
Yeah.
Where
okay.
to get the
it's
best
one of those
lobster
buildings
rolls.
In there that
yeah.
was remodeled recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's behind Grub Steakhouse.
Yep.
So yeah, I would say go register, and then we'll send you details.
Excellent. And then you have these retreats. So one is coming up September 8th through 10th in Heber City.
Yeah, so there is this beautiful private ranch there. It's a 100-acre ranch that Lisa Dickman, who was one of the owners of Three Cups Coffee down in Salt Lake, her family is hosting this for us. And we're partnering with Milk and Honey Wellness, who her name is Ann Dorsey. She's actually a holistic nutrition coach, and she was named by City Weekly to be the top nutritionist in the state for this year. So it's really exciting. There's going to be art and writing workshops and yoga and a new moon circle and lots of different facets of transformation and happening and camping. So the whole idea is, again, turn your cell phone off and be outdoors and connect with other women who want to do this self journey.
And Renee, you mentioned earlier how this has organically gained traction and is evolving right before your eyes. Has it surprised you at all? I mean, are you kind of looking at it and going, wow, 16 people on the walking and the talking tour tonight, and we're full, and are your workshops filling up? And I know that's pleasant, but is it also a little bit pleasantly surprising?
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I think I was drawn into the space at a time where a lot of people have been looking for meaning and purpose. So it has been surprising, but not really. So it's just been validating, I guess you could say.
And then, Becca, what is your practice outside of this?
So right now I work in mostly business consulting. I love to go into businesses and help them understand the dynamics of, again, physiology, body, you know, emotional health around performance in companies.
Oh, great. And how do people find you?
They can connect me through a link through actually Wild Women Tribe. So we can connect through Renee and they can find me there.
Excellent. Part girls trip, part inner journey, part wilderness adventure. That's part of your tagline. All soul. I like that. So Renee and Becca, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Life.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Lynn.